Let's meet another one of the board members of the AgChat Foundation. I've got with me on the phone here from California, Ray Prock. And Ray, first of all, tell us about yourself and your operation so we get to know you a little bit better.
Hi, Chuck. I'm a second-generation dairy farmer here in Central California, just southeast of Modesto, where we milk approximately about 500 cows on our dairy farm. We have about 240 acres here in California. And then several years ago, we purchased about 1,200 acres 6 hours north of here in Klamath Falls, Oregon, where we raise all of the alfalfa hay and oat hay that we feed our cows. And I have a brother that manages that operation, and myself, my father, and a couple of brothers are still here in the dairy in California.
Well, I know, like all of us, that's definitely plenty to keep you busy, that's for sure. We're both on this founding board for the AgChat Foundation, and I want to talk about that. That's really kind of a key thing here, besides getting to know you, of course, and glad we had this chance to talk. But if you could, first of all, tell me how you got involved in doing this social media outreach on behalf of yourself, your business, and your industry.
Basically, it started a little over a year ago. I was watching the My Dairy webinar through Dairy Management Incorporated, the national checkoff arm for the dairy industry, and I realized at that point in time, no one was really involved in Twitter with the dairy industry. Twitter actually was a little more fitting to my style, quick, short posts, instead of having to sit down and write out a long blog post, such as you would on a blog. With Twitter being 140 characters, it was or 140 spaces, very easy for me to type out basically one-liners, and that's how I started getting involved with social media in agriculture. And over time, I started meeting a few people, and through that, some of those people and some of those friendships have turned into some of the campaigns, like the Gay the Twitter Mood, where we had Moo as a top 10 term on Twitter that was used in a time span of about 8 hours. Same thing with the term oink. And through those friendships, we came together and these farmers realized that we need to help other farmers speak up and tell their stories. And as we can have seen just by what happened recently in Ohio, with farmers telling their stories, it really helps people understand that we as farmers inherently are good people and we care. And through that, we created the AgChat Foundation to help farmers speak up and empower them to connect with communities and get a voice to speak out and tell their story.
Well, we're basically using the kind of a tagline, empowering a connected community of advocates, meaning advocates for agriculture. And I think, you know, that we really got this thing kicked off with a bang, and we've seen quite a bit of support coming in through the community itself, if you want to look at it that way, on a national level, as well as from various companies and organizations. What would you say to some people who are maybe a little unsure about how well connected online farmers are in particular? I mean, what's your thought on that, without maybe knowing exact statistics here?
I would say it's very surprising. Myself and Jeff Fowle, who is another farmer that's been involved with the AgChat Foundation and one of the founding members, attended a social media Twitter conference in Seattle a few months ago. And of the attendees, everyone that met us were just astounded that farmers and agriculture were using social media and as up-to-date in trying to connect with the people that use our products as we were. And it's just a testament to tell the story that social media is where we need to be, because it's the quickest, easiest way for farmers to tell their story. In just a few sentences every day or a few posts a week, you can tell people what you're doing every day to care for your animals, care for the environment, and care for your communities. And they start to realize that we're real people, and it's very easy for them to like us and realize that we care about everything that we do just as they care about their families, and we can create those connections a lot easier, and then we can, through those connections, we can help foster their understanding of what we do to feed, fuel, and clothe them.
Well, let's talk about what some of the mission and purpose of the foundation is. What I know we've got several program areas. You know, maybe just a little summary from your perspective. What is it we're going to be doing in some specifics in terms of those program areas?
Two of the program areas that are going to reach out and touch farmers specifically are what we're calling Advocacy 2.0. And advocacy, when you take it apart, you have agriculture and advocacy, and you put the two together and you have advocacy. Advocacy 2.0 is basically going to help with the empowerment of those farmers out there to connect with their communities and teach them how to use social media, give them the tools to use social media, and reach out and touch their communities. And at the same time, we have another program called the Technology Scholarships, where if a farmer has an idea that he wants to get a handheld video camera or a foot video camera to document his day on what he does farming and put those on a blog post, we can help offset some of the costs through a scholarship for them to do that. Same thing if they wanted to hire, for example, a photographer to document a day in the life of a farmer and put it onto a blog post. Same kind of concept where they'll apply for a through an application process, have to present a budget and present what audience they intend to reach out to and what kind of results they expect, and through a competitive process, they would be able to get a scholarship that different companies have sponsored.
Well, I think we've got a very ambitious plan, and of course, big things don't happen unless you think big to start with, I don't think. So we did get off, like I said, to a bang here, and we now are seeking support in order to implement some of the programs that you just mentioned. So I think we need to point people to agchat.org, which is our website. And now we have the ability for somebody who would like to provide some financial support to do so right there on the homepage. What would you say to individuals or to companies or organizations in terms of why they might think about becoming a sponsor or making a donation?
The reason for making a donation or becoming a sponsor is getting to be more evident as time goes by. The consumers and the people that use our products want to be in touch with the farmers nowadays, and they want to know where their food's coming from, and they basically want to know that the person helping grow and raise that food cared for their food. The quickest, easiest way to do that is through social media, and a company could easily donate a small portion of their funds that they have for projects like this to us. And we can help put that money together and help get farmers collectively together to reach out to the public. And it'll be a win-win situation for everyone because it connects the public back to the farmers to the public, and everyone can start communicating together. And we basically see we all have some common goals that we can work forward from there.
Well, I know that anybody who is interested can contact us through the website, any of the board members, you or me, and we'll do everything we can to get them the information they need, because we do have sponsorship recognition levels, and that includes for individuals as well as companies for that matter. Just in case people want to know, we are, I think, getting close to having our 501c3 status official. That has been in the works for a little while, so we will be a registered nonprofit organization in the state of Indiana, and yes. Looking forward to that.
Yes, the application was done almost immediately, and it is about a six-month process to go through the approval process, so we are actively seeking the 501c3 status, and like I said, we're just waiting on the approval. We continue to move forward as time goes by. We're trying to schedule our first Advocacy 2.0 training for late summer in the Midwest, and where people can come in or companies can sponsor farmers to come in and get some more of those advanced skills to help them with social media. We're trying to get the sponsorships in to help start the scholarships, and it'd be nice to be able to kick the scholarships off at about the same time that we have the Advocacy 2.0 training. They can, again, like you said, they can go to the agchat.org website. There's donation buttons there. They can actually get to our Facebook page from there also. They can like agchat.org. We have a Twitter account at agchat, found, which is F-O-U-N-D. Foundation was actually too long. But there's many ways that they can connect just through the agchat.org website.
Well, I think that gives us a pretty good overview, and I think it might just be good. You mentioned it a little bit earlier. This week, unfortunately, and I use that word because it sure was disturbing, we had this animal rights group that released a video that they spent 4 weeks supposedly shooting and editing and, you know, of some pretty horrific stuff done by an individual, for the most part, at least that's what it appears to be so far, at an Ohio dairy farm. And I think the way that was released and the stories that have been done, and then you look at comments posted online and posts on farm blogs and Twitter posts, Facebook pages, I think it's a good example this week of the need and the power and the effectiveness, hopefully, of doing advocating, as we call it, and might just hopefully be a good example of what we can do, whether it's in reaction to something like this or even on the flip side of just making sure we kind of proactively point out to people what farming is really like and what really goes on in the face of a lot of misinformation out there.
That's correct, Chuck. I was really excited. As some people may know, I was on vacation earlier this week when this news broke, and I actually took some time out from my family's vacation, wrote a quick little blog post. At this point in time, I believe it's been the second highest traffic day I've had on my blog since it's been up for the last year. I know several other people, it was the highest traffic days they've had on their blog. But I was just amazed to see the response that came from farmers and ranchers in the agricultural community. And we all banded together to say that this was some of the most horrific things that we'd ever seen, and that it is absolutely not the norm in the ag industry, and that this person should be prosecuted. Thankfully, the authorities in that area have charged this person with crimes, and hopefully they do spend some time in jail because of it. I just really, really think that we as agriculture need to learn from situations like this, where through these blog posts, a lot of us were able to communicate with different people who had concerns, and we were able to tell them, no, this is not normal. This is not what people in agriculture do. We absolutely despise this. We probably feel even worse seeing this video than you do as a person in the public viewing it. Please rest assured that we in agriculture do not condone this at all. It was just amazing when I got home from vacation and I was able to go through and see all the different blogs that have been put up and all the different Facebook comments and comments on other people's blogs. And it actually enticed me. I listed them all in another blog, short little quick blog post I had, just because of the fact that I was so proud to see agriculture stepping up and speaking out and telling their story. Whereas before, we used to just sit in our farms and ranches and do what we did every day. And now we're taking the time to explain what we're doing to people and connecting with those communities like the foundation wants to help other farmers do.
Well, I fully agree with that. And like you, just think that this is basically a cause that all of us in the ag community, whether we're directly farming like yourself, I'm one of the only people on the board of the Ag Chat Foundation who is not a farmer per se. I come at it from the communication side and have pretty much my whole career. So, you know, it's all of us working together, and that's kind of what this is all about. So, you know, I really appreciate, Ray, you taking the time to talk with me here as we head into a holiday weekend, and look forward to working with you as we continue to develop the Ag Chat Foundation.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate the opportunity to explain a little bit about what I do and why I and so passionate about being an advocate.